This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The number of new homes sold in this economy was up in February, third straight month of gains, up just over 1% nationally from the January report, so says the Commerce Department. But really, it's not like there's one giant real estate market in this country, right? That national number hides some big regional differences. Sales were up in the South and West, way down in the Northeast. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what's going on there.
Sales are up in the West and especially in the South because that's where most new homes are being built.
The fastest growing cities nationwide are located in the South and West, so builders are responding to that demand.
That's Odetta Kushi, Deputy Chief Economist at First American. She says it's easier for builders to meet that demand in the South in particular because the region's relatively relaxed when it comes to regulations.
Use regulations, density regulations, it's easier to build from a regulatory perspective versus like a Northeast where it's tends to be one of the most restrictively regulated regions.
But a bigger issue in the Northeast is that homes there have been getting less and less affordable, whether they're new or existing.
Like, would you buy the house you have today at today's price, at today's rate?
That's Seth Williams, founder of Reference Real Estate, which operates in the Boston area.
My personal mortgage would be probably an extra $3,000 a month based off the cost and the interest. And I can tell you straight up, I wouldn't be buying that house.
As a result, Williams says a lot of builders there are worried people can't afford new homes.
We can only build during these spring, summer, and fall months, which is when we saw the big uptick last year in mortgage rates. So as people were about to maybe put shovels in the ground last spring, maybe they just didn't dig.
Low home prices have been attracting people to the South and the interior West. Charlie Dougherty, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says that's heating up those regions' economies.
Because those regions also have seen stronger employment growth, stronger income growth, and that is what's fueling a lot of the positive economic growth in those regions.
That's because when people buy new homes, they end up spending a lot of money in the local economy, too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.